Have we ever seen a rookie quarterback in his first five games lose his number one running back and his number one receiver for the season? Maybe it's happened. I can't think of it. And now Jackson Dart and the Giants are facing a near impossible climb to reach the postseason. For fantasy managers, obviously the loss of Scadabo is huge. And if you go on the internet or listen to other podcasts, you're going to hear a lot of talk and read a lot of words, if you want to, about Tyrone Tracy. And everyone's going to be talking about Tyrone Tracy. And if I know you well enough, and I don't, but I'm going to pretend I do, in your league, somebody already has Tyrone Tracy. Maybe it's you. If somebody else has him, you're probably not going to be able to trade for him. The price is going to be too high. Coming off an injury, the prices of players who suddenly ascend to prominence are generally more inflated in the hours and days following that rise to prominence. And then things kind of settle down, and especially after that first game, and then people see, this is actually what they do. Okay. We know Tyrone Tracy. We saw him last season. We know what he can do. He's not as good as Cam Scadabo. We can leave it at that. Arguably, otherwise there wouldn't have been a case of Scadabo taking over as soon as he did. Even when Tracy got hurt, Scadabo was on his way to taking over. The more interesting angle to me about fantasy with this horrific injury is not Tyrone Tracy, because we all know Tyrone Tracy's taking over. The more interesting part is, how does this affect the other Giants' fantasy values? And the guys I want to zoom in on are Jackson Dart, Wandale Robinson, and Theo Johnson. Theo Johnson, the tight end, I think second-year fourth rounder. Wandale Robinson, obviously number one when Neighbors went down, but certainly better than people gave him credit for last year, and the same thing this year. And then finally, Dart, who I actually just traded for a few days ago. And so this interests me as well. So let's see what I have to say. I'm curious. What am I going to say about this? The thing that jumps out at me is red zone touches. And that, to me, is a big indicator of where the fantasy values around the edges might shift for these other guys. I don't think that Tyrone Tracy is going to take over red zone carries. He might get some, but it's not going to be to the same extent as Scadabo. Tracy, for example, this year has one carry inside the 20-yard line. He's played enough where he shouldn't be at one carry. I mean, he's ranked outside the top 100, I think, on that. I mean, he's behind Caleb Johnson, on the Steelers. That's kind of the extent. These are stats that entering yesterday's games, because this is posting at 5 a.m. on Monday. The stats from yesterday's games are not available at 5 a.m. on Monday, or at least the red zone touches and all that stuff. Inside the 5 and inside the 20 is what really interests me. So in the red zone, Scadabo is ranked 5th entering yesterday in the league and carries 23 carries inside the red zone. The only guys ahead of him are Jahmyr Gibbs, Christian McCaffrey, Josh Jacobs, and Jonathan Taylor. Scadabo was the primary focus inside the red zone. And I'll go a step further and say he was a primary focus, if not the primary focus, inside the 5. There were only two guys ahead of him. He had 9 carries inside the 5 for 4 touchdowns. The only guys ahead were Josh Jacobs with 10 and Jonathan Taylor with 13. So the value that Scadabo had wasn't just that he could catch passes, wasn't just his efficiency. It was also his usage in those high leverage situations. Yesterday, we witnessed, and of course, since I traded for Jackson Dart this past week and I started him, I had a particular interest in what Dart could do, and he scampers in towards the end of the game, a meaningless touchdown, but not meaningless from fantasy, and that might have gone to Scadabo. It's probably not going to go to Tracy as much as it would have gone to Scadabo. So the gap between the Scadabo red zone inside the 5 usage versus the Tracy inside the red zone inside the 5 usage is such that you're going to see, I believe, slightly more pass attempts for Scadabo in those high leverage situations, and maybe some more runs. Theo Johnson is 2 of 2. 2 targets, 2 catches, 2 touchdowns inside the 5-yard line entering yesterday. It's pretty good. We should expect Theo Johnson to get a tiny bump. He's had 4 targets inside the red zone as a whole. This is, to me, the more interesting side of fantasy. It's not just, and I'm giving you one kind of stat. I'm not trying to draw a broad brush and say, therefore, we're going to see 6 more points per, you know, whatever, and 3. It doesn't work that way. There's just a leaning towards, for the loss that Scadabo gives Dart, the fact that Jackson Dart does not have a guy who is so good through the air, underutilized. I think it was like 4 targets a game. In college, you know, he was utilized more. He was getting there, though, in the pros. And so Jackson Dart will miss that. But I think that will be more than made up for in an increase in high leverage situations. I do think the Giants will have plenty of opportunities to score 20 plus points. Their offense is still good enough to do that. Tracy is a capable lead running back. I do think, as I shared a few weeks ago on a podcast, that based on his college usage, that his career as a starter is going to be shorter than many people think. That now may seem foolish because he is now stepping right into a role that I thought he had lost because of this injury. But we have to look at Dart, Robinson, and Theo Johnson with the understanding that if you have 2, 3, 4, 5, let's say 5 red zone plays in a game, and that may be too low, if 2 of those were going to Scadabo, I think only about 1 would go to Tracy. And I think that extra 1, if you've got that extra 1 pass, extra 1 run per game, that's going to have a marginal but meaningful impact on guys like Dart, Robinson, and Johnson. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. Good luck if you've got guys playing tonight. See you tomorrow.